This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly is my co-pilot this week, and she has been steering us into some very interesting audiobooks. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
Take it away, GF.
I've got another excellent audiobook for everybody. This is What White People Can Do Next, From Allyship to Coalition, and it's written and narrated by Emma Daubery, and it has a very eye-catching name, as was her intention, and I'd seen it and immediately wanted to read it and see what she was going to be sharing with us. And I'm glad I picked it up.
She writes for The Guardian a lot. I know her work through there, like yesterday's author who you knew via articles. And then, you know, here's the book. And I know Emma Daubery has written a book about Hair Twisted. And but she's a really, really smart writer. So tell me about the book. Is it good?
Yes. Well, it's excellent. It was one that I feel like I need to listen to it several times because it's very insightful and it's beautifully read and it's dense. I mean, it's short and she packs a lot into this 3 or 4 hour long audiobook. And Emma narrates it very clearly and thoughtfully in a way that helps you follow along with what she's saying. And it, you know, matches the tone of her writing very well. But like I said, if you think of the title, What White People Can Do Next, there's a lot I can do next, that we can do next. And there's a lot to think about. She had some interesting insights that I think getting to hear her say helped me understand what she was going for. And she also has a beautiful accent. She's Irish Nigerian. And like you said, she's a writer for The Guardian, broadcaster on the BBC, and an academic. So she is somebody that is definitely practiced at speaking. So it makes her definitely worth listening to.
How does she differentiate between allyship and coalition?
Well, she talks about how allyship is sort of a more nebulous way of thinking about and interacting with people where you're distanced. So she, for example, is talking about having a hard time with last summer, having a lot of people wanting to have allyship guides and, you know, what can I do to help those people?
Oh, I can imagine. Sorry.
Right. Still making it so, you know, if you're somebody who's looking to be an ally, maybe you're thinking of yourself as better than the people you're trying to help instead of somebody working together with other people together to make things better, if that makes sense. And she's a lot better at explaining everything. So it definitely... Like if you look at the chapter headings, you know, there's understanding coalition, stop the denial, interrogate whiteness. So all these very direct chapter titles that you can then dig deeper into. And she delves into the history of race and racial formation and how that led to corresponding power and legal structures. She is Irish, so some of it does focus on Ireland, but it does extend to the UK and to the US.
And if I know her work, there's an economic argument in there.
Yes. Yep. She did, yeah. gets into capitalism too.
Well, I want to hear a little now.
Yes, we should. So, okay. Yes, in her own words.
All right. This is What White People Can Do Next, From Allyship to Coalition. It's written and read by Emma Daubery.
As we reel through era-defining, world-making events, we find ourselves at the dawn of a civilization ready to be remade anew. Drawing together years of study and my personal experiences, as well as my reflections on a year like no other, I present this book as a proposal to usher in that new world. Most of us, I'm sure, can sense that we're on the verge of something, whether or not that's teetering on the precipice of disaster or glimpsing the threshold of a reimagined and just reality. The future feels like it's hanging in the balance. The direction we take is no less than the difference between life and death. To continue on the track we were traveling can only mean death, and we reject that. It is our resistance to death that brought us into the streets chanting Black Lives Matter. It is our resistance to death that has seen thousands assembling to protest against environmental desecration. Millions of us feel deeply that change is long overdue unless we are to succumb to death.
That actually seems kind of optimistic to me.
Right. Yeah. It's a book, like, definitely I felt hope at the end of it, and also like, all right, I need to do some things. But you don't finish feeling depressed and like, well, great, there's nothing I can do. You definitely feel like, okay, this is motivating and important.
Yeah, she's provocative as a writer, and on purpose. I mean, she provokes for a reason, not just to be provocative. It's part of an argument, and she'll take the most extreme, and not the most, but she does not mind poking.
Yes. I got that sense from listening to this, and I hadn't read her previous book or her work before, but I will be seeking it out because I found her writing excellent and very insightful.
That is What White People Can Do Next, From Allyship to Coalition. It's written and read by Emma Daubery. Emily, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Behind the Mic is supported by Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-adventure genres like fantasy, sci-fi, comics, horror, westerns, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.